We had these two snowstorms that ended the year and started the year, and a lot of folks wound up going off the roads into medians, and I'm sure they were hitting a lot of these cable barriers. First of all, I assume the fact that the cable barriers were there kept a lot of these snowy accidents from being worse than they really were, or could have been.
Exactly. The guard cable catches a vehicle and keeps them from crossing over. So certainly that must have kept people from crossing over into the opposing lane of traffic. Statewide, there were more than 500 guard cable hits, and that is across MoDOT's 10 districts for those two storms.
500 hits. I assume then that caused quite a bit of damage to the cables and to the posts that they're strung on?
There were more than 500 guard cable hits across the state, and those repairs are in process. Some of them have already been completed, and the rest will be completed quickly.
So when you talk about 500 cable hits, I assume that it doesn't just take out, what is it, about 6 feet of cable between each post? You've probably got multiple feet of cable that gets wrapped up every time somebody hits one of these things.
Exactly. The damage can vary from the post to the cables, depending on how hard that vehicle would have hit the guard cable.
Well, do you have any numbers on how many feet of cable and how many posts or stakes need to be put back into shape?
I do not have numbers of miles of cable. I receive varying information from the district offices. The one that was consistent was the actual number of guard cable hits, and that number is 504 across the state.
But you don't just hit these things and then bounce off without causing some damage to them. So we can expect that with 500 hits, there was quite a few feet of cable that's going to have to be repaired or replaced or something. Would that be right?
Correct. There will be quite a few feet of cable as well as the posts that will need to be repaired or replaced. And we will work to get that done as quickly as possible so that guard cable is in place for motorists.
Now, the weather has not exactly been great for getting out and doing road work, especially as long as the snow was still there and the temperatures were pretty bitter. But I think you told me the other day that the crews have already been out and have already started restringing some of this cable and replacing some of these posts.
Absolutely. Crews are out there as quickly as possible. That is such a strong safety device for motorists that we want to make sure that those are fixed just as quickly as we can.
Do you have any indication, talked about the 504 hits, do you have any indication how many of these were, for example, were they all cars? I assume there were a few trucks or something too that went into the median.
They did not say, did not specify. That would all be in, any police reports that were done, things like that, to know the type of vehicle. But, MoDOT's perspective is just focusing on getting those up and working at 100% again.
Was this pretty much a statewide thing, or, as I recall, those storms were top to bottom in the state of Missouri pretty much?
Yeah.
There's not much spottiness in the reports you've probably gotten.
No, it was definitely guard cable hits across the state. There were less in the southeast area, and of course more in the St. Louis area or Kansas City area, but it was pretty much statewide.
Did the folks tell you what it was that caused cars to go off? Were they just going too fast? Did the storms hit at the wrong time and catch people when there were a lot of cars on the road during rush hour or something like that? Or do you know that?
Well, obviously, rough weather is going to make it more likely, for these types of incidents to happen. Speed and inattention are two of the top causes for traffic accidents, and that's just in general. When you add bad weather to that, of course, you need to be even more careful. You need to pay more attention. Any extra speed, any decrease in your attention, that may make it more likely that you're going to have this type of crash.
And no matter how hard the road crews work, there's always going to be some snow and some ice out there that somebody's going to probably hit and wind up going off into the median.
Absolutely. I mean, crews are going to do everything they can to keep those roads clear, but certainly when the weather is rougher, you need to pay even more attention and make sure that you're traveling as safely as possible.
Something just occurred to me, and I apologize because I'm going to throw you a curve, because we've been talking about the median cables, but I assume people also went off on the right side of the road, and probably you've got some guardrail repairs that's going to have to be done.
One of the districts did get back to me on guardrail hits, and they had 21, so less than with the guard cable. I don't have the guardrail hits, though, from across the state.
That's okay, but 21 is still a pretty significant number. Which district was that?
That was District 1. That was up in the northwest, which, of course, got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, so they had 21 guardrail hits. Do you have their number of cable hits?
40.
40, so about half as many guardrail hits as they had cable hits.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting to note is there's obviously no way that we can know how many lives were saved based on the guard cable catching these vehicles, but with more than 500 guard cable hits, definitely motorists were kept safer from these being in place.